A substance found in herbal tea could help prevent the type of beetle infestation that has devastated forests in the West, including Alaska. A recent study from the U.S. Forest Service shows an aerial application of a pheromone was effective in keeping beetles off of trees in California and Idaho. Scientists have known for a decade that the pheromone works, but have had trouble identifying an effective way to distribute it. The study found sprinkling flakes from helicopters was an effective method. Nancy Gillette is a research entomologist with the U.S. Forest Service in California who worked on the study. She says the pheromone is a naturally occurring substance.
Methylcyclohexanone, which we call MCH for short, for good reason, is essentially a cue to spruce beetles that the host tree is already occupied by members of its own species. And most of these tree-killing aggressive bark beetles, they have to aggregate in large numbers on a tree in order to kill it. They have to mass attack in order for their progeny to survive. So they have pheromones that a different pheromone that cause them to aggregate on the trees. But once they've fully colonized that tree, they need to know when to stop. Otherwise, their larvae, their progeny, will be overcrowded in that tree.
Interesting. So it's not something that necessarily they just don't like the smell of. It's something that tells them this house is already full and you'll have to move on.
Precisely. Yes. Yes. It's we call it a no vacancy signal or a go find another tree signal. It's really the insect's way of partitioning the resource, the host tree.
And this compound has a rather imposing name, but it's my understanding that it's a naturally occurring compound. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's produced by beetles naturally. Its precursors are produced by pine trees. It has kind of a piney smell, and it's used in food products, beverages, perfumes, things like that.
And how did you discover that this would work?
For quite a number of years now, the Forest Service has been using the same little flakes to release a moth pheromone to control gypsy moth. And we have a program called Slow the Spread where the moth pheromone is released in these little flakes, and it prevents the male moths from being able to find the female moths. So by extrapolation, what I wanted to do with this beetle pheromone, which is structurally a bit different, is to prevent the beetles from finding a host tree. And so it was just a matter of working with the pheromone industry to get them to formulate it in a form that could be dispersed, and conducting a lot of large-scale testing just to see if it would work. It's in some people's mind, it seemed a bit far-fetched that we could actually manipulate beetle behavior on that scale, but it's looking very promising.
Does this research hold promise for Alaska and our spruce bark beetle problem here?
I think it's certainly possible. The insect species that I've been working with are ones that are more southerly in distribution, but there's certainly a lot of interest among Canadian and American entomologists in testing a product like this for spruce beetle control. Now, it may need additional active ingredients. It may be that methylcyclohexanone is not enough for the spruce beetle. There may be additional components that we need to add in order to have the same kind of efficacy. But it's certainly promising, and people are planning to work on that.
Nancy Gillette is an entomologist with the U.S. Forest Service.